Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Matt from Cabo Hill, and you're listening to Soundcheck from WNYC.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Here at Soundcheck, we've been known to celebrate the anniversary of great albums. And today, we mark the 10th anniversary of an album that I wouldn't call great. I mean, it's not bad, but this 2004 record did not make any of those best album of the decade lists. Here, let me play a little bit for you. It starts innocently enough with a little instrumental intro.
I have saved the world in movies. So naturally, there's folks who think I must know what to do.
Now you may be thinking, well, he's not really singing, is he? Or you may be saying, hey, I know that voice. That's Captain Kirk. That's m***ing William Shatner.
Then you.
And while there's a part of me and that guy you've seen.
And then you say to yourself, that's m***ing Brad Paisley. He sings with Shatner? And so does Henry Rollins and Amy Mann. What unholy alliance is this? Well, it's the handiwork of Ben Folds, the pianist, producer, and evil genius behind William Shatner's 2004 record, Has Been. Dan Ozzie, the editor at Noisy.com, recently wrote about this record in a column called The Album That Broke Indie Rock for Good. And he joins me to talk about it. Dan Ozzie, welcome to Soundcheck.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So why this album and why now?
Well, good question. We live in like the age of nostalgia where everybody likes to look back on how much better things used to be. And So 2014, you know, we're just seeing like this crazy barrage of it because 2004, when you look back, was such a monumental year kind of for music and film and a lot of like indie culture. And there was just so much that came out in 2004.
Right.
You know,
including this bizarro record William Shatner. So why
Well,
focus?
That's the thing, because I wanted to take on an album. Clearly, everybody's going to be writing about 10-year anniversary of Arcade Fire Funeral and Killers Hot Fuss and all these albums that came out 10 years ago. I was like, what's the stupidest album that I bought 10 years ago that we can unearth? And yeah, obviously I had to go with William Shatner's Has Been.
So you bought it?
I bought it. Yeah, I still own it on CD.
Okay.
I'm like one of the last few people who own CDs.
Were you a William Shatner fan?
No,
were you a
Star
Trek fan?
No, neither. I remember distinctly walking into Virgin Megastore in Times Square, which is not even there anymore.
Right.
And they had this wall of bestsellers that were all things they were pushing for that year. They had it was like around Christmas time, so it was like a 2-for-1 sale.
Mm-hmm.
And they had Morrissey's You Are the Quarry and Interpol Antics and The Streets and all these albums. And like marketed alongside them was this William Shatner album, this weird artsy-looking William Shatner album just thrown in with the rest of them. And it had all these names on the front, Ben Folds and Henry Rollins and Amy Mann. And I was like, yeah, okay. I'm getting one free with my purchase of The Streets and Arcade Fire. Sure, whatever. I'll get this album.
Well, I mean, if you were interested in the wordplay of The Streets, you got a very different sort of wordplay
right,
here.
Yeah.
From William Shatner. Now, not the first time he collaborated with Ben Folds, but we can talk about that in a moment. I want to play Common People.
Sure.
Cover of the Jarvis Cocker, the Pulp song.
So probably what most people remember of this album. The only thing that most people remember of this album.
Is this a good cover?
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I think it's the type of thing that everybody was going to be like, oh, God. And then it came out and everybody's like, all right, well, that was pretty good.
This is Common People, probably the best known album, probably the best known track on the William Shatner album called Has Been.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people.
I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some flats and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right.
It might be the mark of a great song when it could be covered by someone who is not musical at all
yeah.
and still be great.
Well, it's funny because he didn't at all, Shatner didn't at all try to sing or perform it. Well, I guess he performed it, but he did it in his very Shatner-esque way of talking, you know?
And worth pointing out that in the chorus there, that's obviously not William Shatner singing. That is, in fact, Joe Jackson, famous for Is She Really Going Out With Him and songs like that. Did you know the first time that Ben Folds and William Shatner collaborated? The Fear of Pop album.
Oh, I didn't even know
about that. Yeah, they did something back in the 90s, and it was really funny, you know, where Shatner does this kind of goofy thing on how, you know, you got into every bit of new age self-help, you know, and he's just like dripping with sarcasm. It's very, very funny. So Ben Folds clearly is a William Shatner fan.
Well, yeah. It's funny because I just read recently that they, when they came together to make this album, you know, they were very collaborative on it. And then that particular song, William Shatner had never heard. And Ben Folds was like, hey, here, I found a song that you have to cover. And Shatner was like, oh, are you sure about that? And no, he's like, trust me. And I guess Ben must have picked it because he knows Shatner's range as a singer is non-existent. So he's like, here's a song that is pretty much spoken anyway that you can perform, you know?
For months on end, I maintain a veneer of sincere interest, as if I were listening as you relived every page of self-help and new age that you'd read. And I went into the guild. I'd read the same books. I learned to ape the motions of a sensitive human being, and we were oh so happy. But you found things to fix, and I knew it was time to move on.
Well, what about, you know, I mean, Shatner has a track record here. You know, that thing he did back in the late 60s.
The transformed man, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was funny because a lot of that was related to his Star Trek career, you know, or like his personality as Captain Kirk.
Right.
But this was like William Shatner, the has-been, basically, as the album title suggests, the former over-the-hill actor.
So a little more aware, a little more
self-referential,
yeah. Whereas that early record was just like a blatant attempt to, hey, this guy's a big star right now. Let's stick him in a studio and make like a psychedelic hooey thing.
It would be like if we took, you know, The Rock now and gave him an album.
Oh, please.
We should start making albums with The Rock. I just want to go on record as I was the first person to say that.
Well, you know, William Shatner's recording of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds sort of regularly makes people's list of the greatest, worst songs of all time.
Right, right.
So, for you, Dan, here's a little bit of that.
Sure.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you. Answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes, and she's gone!
That is some vintage William Shatner goodness.
Yeah, and that was really... It's funny because I just read an interview with Shatner from years ago when he talked about Has-Been, and I think the difference between Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and the Common People cover was when they were making this record, he asked Ben Folds, like, I don't know how I should make this album, and Ben Folds was basically like, be honest, like, be yourself. And so I think that's the difference between Lucy in the Sky and Common People. He dropped this sort of pretension about maybe I could have a musical career. It's just like Common People and Has-Been is just very much like, I have no business being in this studio, but like, let's see what comes out anyway.
We're speaking with Dan Ozzie, editor at Noisy with an E, noisy.com, talking about his recent column, William Shatner's Has-Been, the album that broke indie rock for good. So it's a 2004 release.
Mm-hmm.
2004 is an incredible year,
it
as you alluded
really
to before,
looking
for
back,
indie
yeah.
rock.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just part of the list of major indie rock records that came out that year. Funeral by Arcade Fire.
Alexander, our older brother, set out for a great adventure.
Good News for People Who Love Bad News by Modest Mouse. Franz Ferdinand's self-titled debut album.
I say, don't you know? You say, you don't know. I say, take me out. I say, you don't show.
The Walkmen, Bows and Arrows. Interpol's Antics.
It took a lifespan, but no cellmate, a long way back. Sandy, why can't we look the other way?
These are great
yeah.
indie rock.
And so many bands that broke out, too, like Ryle O'Kelly's More Adventurous and, you know, The Killers and all these albums that broke out. And that's what I kind of wrote the article about when I was writing it. And looking back, it's like, oh, what a goofy album. But looking back, it was such an interesting year because all of these albums came out. And it was actually, 2004 was actually the first year in a while that CD sales jumped.
Hmm.
They sold, I think, 653 million units, which was up from about 635 from the previous year. And it was sort of this last false glimmer of hope for the CD because that number never rose again. Over the next 10 years, it just dwindled down until last year. I think it was something like 150 million CDs
yeah.
were sold.
So your contention is that this William Shatner record was kind of riding the crest of a wave, and if it had been a year later, it probably would not have been made.
I think so, because we just got sucked into this indie hubris of like, yeah, let's treat all these up. If you look at Has-Been, it got a 7.5 on Pitchfork that year. That was more than they gave Wilco's A Ghost Is Born. That was more than they gave Ryle O'Kelly's More Adventurous that year. And that's insane for what looked, when looking back, is a novelty album. But it got swooped in with the rest of this like indie mania that it got taken seriously as an album.
Well, because Ben Folds is a serious artist. I mean,
sure.
He knows how to have fun.
It did not hurt to have his name on the record, I'll say
plus
that.
Plus you had, you know, Joe Jackson mm-hmm. and Amy Mann and all these other known quantities in the rock world. Now, there's this song called That's Me Trying, mm-hmm. which you write about in the article. This is a co-composition by Shatner and Folds, right?
Yeah, and it's probably, I would say, everybody knows the Common People cover, but like, if you want to give this record a shot, I would say start with this song because some of the album is kind of goofy and his textbook Shatner wounds talking at things. But this is a really brilliant song, and it was actually written by Nick Hornby, who wrote About a Boy and High Fidelity.
Right. And who has worked with Ben Folds on a couple of occasions,
I think so.
Now.
So this was a song that he had written about in the voice of like a deadbeat dad trying to rekindle his relationship with his adult daughter. And Ben Folds and Amy Mann do the chorus. And it's actually really a beautiful song.
Let's listen to a little bit of That's Me Trying from William Shatner's album with Ben Folds et al., the album called Has Been.
I got your address from the phone book in the library. Wandered in, looked you up, and you were there. Weird that you've been living maybe 2 miles away for the best part of 20 years. You must be what, in your early 40s now? If I remember, you were born in June. Or was it May? Eisenhower was the president, although it may have been JFK.
Years of silence, not enough.
You still working in that store on Ventura? You still going with... No, that's not fair. I know I haven't been the very best of dads. I'll hold my hand up there. The reason that I'm writing is I'd like for us to meet. Get a little daughter-dad action going soon. We could put things behind us, eat some pizza, drink some beer. You still see your sister, Lemley? Bring her, too.
Here's a silence.
That's Me Trying from the William Shatner album called Has Been, featuring Ben Folds and text there by the English novelist and writer and columnist Nick Hornby. Dan Ozzie, editor of Noisy.com, with us talking about this 2004 release, an eccentric release in what was a banner year for indie rock. So Nick Hornby providing some really touching lyrics there. Ben Folds and Amy Mann contribute backing vocals. But elsewhere on the record, we do get this, you know, Shatner does the words, Ben Folds does the music kind of combo. And is that where things begin to fall apart? Or to devolve into mere novelty?
I guess it's just kind of like any pop album where you've got some gems and then you got a whole lot of filler,
right.
You know? And there is a lot of filler on that, but in between, there's this kind of like sparks of genius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in which category does I Can't Get Behind That fall?
Somewhere in the middle.
That's not what you said in your article.
Well, I mean, the concept is pretty funny. It's a pretty interesting concept. It's William Shatner and Henry Rollins sort of trading
of Black Flag
and Rollins bands and every movie you've seen where there's a cop. That he's playing the cop usually. But it's those two sort of trading off things that they have gripes with. And it's an interesting concept. And they do it over this scatty jazz beat. But then the result is that it kind of just sounds like two old men complaining about things. It kind of sounds like this Andy Rooney-esque, like, you know what really grinds my gears? But, yeah.
Let's hear a little bit of I Can't Get Behind That. William Shatner with Henry Rollins.
My favorite shows on TV have 12 minutes of advertising.
I can't get behind that kind of time.
Eat quickly, drive faster, make more money now. I can't get behind that.
My kids say, he said to me, and I'm like, and he's like, and she's like.
It's all he's all, she's all.
I can't get behind that kind of, like, English.
That'll be 6 to 8 weeks before delivery.
The rising oceans, the warming temperatures.
The dying polar bears, no tigers in 50 years.
Rising poison in the air and water.
I can't understand why the price of gas suddenly rises when oil goes up.
But takes months to go down long after oil falls.
I can't get behind any of that.
I can't get behind the gods, who are more vengeful, angry, and dangerous if you don't believe in them.
Why can't all these gods just get along? I mean, they're omnipotent and omnipresent. What's the problem?
What's the problem? What about the men who say, do as I do? Believe in what I say for your own good, or I'll kill you! I can't get behind that!
I can't get behind that!
Everybody. Oh, my.
I was just doing the math in my head while that was playing, and at the time, Rollins was 53, and Shatner was 73. So, yeah, you've kind of got these two grown men just complaining about things over a song. But it's an interesting idea.
I guess. I wonder what Henry Rollins thinks of it now.
Well, he mentioned it in his he does like his sort of spoken word tours.
Right.
And he talked about it. And it was actually kind of funny because I think he has a sense of humor about the ridiculousness of it. But he was just like, I came into the studio and William Shatner was like, Henry, you have to hear this song, this idea. and so then he asked him like to do a song like that. And then I think Henry was like, well, I have things that I also don't like. Maybe I could write some of my own. And they kind of collaborated and came up with this song.
They Frankensteined their dislikes together and came up with this little monster.
That's what you got, I guess.
All right. Dan Ossie is editor at Noisy.com, and we're talking about his recent column, William Shatner's Has Been, the album that broke indie rock for good. Came out 10 years ago, a great year in indie rock, and this kind of got, this was like, well, I was going to say it's the dolphin swept up in the tuna net, but this is kind of the chum.
It was a stowaway on the ship, for sure, yeah.
But now, you have poked fun at anniversary celebrations, nostalgia, reissue stuff, all this, and here you are engaging in it yourself.
Well, that's the thing, because I was like, you know, as a music writer, I feel like everybody wants to be the first one to write about, oh my gosh, remember how great Arcade Fire's Funeral was, or The Killer's Hot Fuzz, like, what a monumental album. I, like, looked at my CD collection, which I still have, and I was like, what's the dumbest CD that I can look back on that nobody's going to care about? And that's what I did. I took this, like, forgotten record, and then in looking back on it, because I genuinely haven't listened to it in 10 years, I was just like, wow, this was such a product of its time, of the culture of its time, you know? Such a weird record.
So you had a little twinge of nostalgia, and you had to head over to the keyboard and
share it with us. But I tried to do it in an ironic way, because this album is sort of an ironic, in that Pitchfork review of it that I mentioned where it got at 7.5, I think they called Shatner something like the king of generation irony or something like that. So doesn't this album certainly deserve a look back to?
But other than that, is it, you know, you look back at 2004 and you think, God, I really ought to write about that Interpol record or whatever.
No, because I was like, oh, those albums meant a lot to a lot of people. What's the album that meant something to like 12
people? You
alone.
Yeah. Okay. The article is William Shatner's Has Been, the album that broke indie rock for good. Dan Ossie, editor at Noisy.com. Good to see you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Has Been.
You talking to me?
We want to know what you think about Soundcheck. Tell us what you think of this segment or about the podcast in general. Email us, soundcheck@wnyc.org, or leave us a voicemail at 866-939-1612. That's soundcheck@wnyc.org or 866-939-1612.